But again, the Discovery Farm, you know, I was with the council for about the last 8 years, and was really impressed with what Mike Daniels and others at the university were doing with the Discovery Farm. And so I want to share a little bit of that information with you this morning. You know, when you look at what's going on out there, especially with our resource concern, you know, groundwater availability is one. We're neck deep in our state water plan. There's a lot of things going on there with that. And then the hypoxia. Those are really two big critical concerns that we're looking at. And the Discovery Farm is a way to help us go in there and to really get some better benchmark data. Andrew, when we were doing the water plan, there was a lot of data out there, but a lot of times we didn't have confidence in that data. And so we needed a tool to go out to really generate some real-world data. And so that's what we have with the Discovery Farm. It's real working farms that have volunteered to share what they're doing with them. They're, you know, through the Discovery Farm, we're not making recommendations to the producer, but we're just keeping up with what they're doing. We monitor runoff quantity and quality. Look for nutrients and sediments. Water use is a part of this. We have meters on the well, so we know how much water is coming on the field. We have rain gauges. We know what the precipitation level is. And then, of course, we're looking at what comes off the field. And all this in a way to evaluate potential solutions to some of the problems we have. And they've got various farms scattered across the state. Here's pictures of two of the different cooperators. But when we look at the Discovery Farm and the objectives is one, you know, determine the effect that agriculture has on both water quality and water quality, and then use these results to educate producers, regulators, and the public. Because, you know, we have a lot of people that. And, you know, a lot of times I think, you know, not necessarily people live in town, but we have a lot of people that are removed from the farm. And they drive through the country and they see all the water in the ditches and the end guns from the sprinkler systems spraying out onto the highway. And they want to know why we are wasting their water. And so these are major concerns that we need to address with the public. And this is a tool to help us get that type of information for the public. So the Discovery Farm principles. You know, sound science, unbiased research-based information. We want to be transparent, and it's really stakeholder-driven and producer-led, because we really need those partnerships with the producers to address the situation. And Mike has here, you know, to address with science, not emotion. But you know, sometimes when we get into some of the discussions with folks, it's purely an emotional issue, and sometimes facts just get in the way of emotion. But you know, we need to these are part of our ammunition for our tools that we can have to make our point with folks, and what we monitor on farm. Again, you know, we look at runoff water quality and quantity. We look at irrigation management. As far as the weather, we look at ET rates, precipitation. We look at soil moisture. And in some of the fields, they're also looking at soil health. So we look at the state of Arkansas, these are the different locations that they have across the state with the Discovery Farms. Some are row crop, some are animal. The location down in Dumas is the one that I'm most familiar with. I've not been to any of the other Discovery Farm locations, but I have worked close with Mike Daniels, Chris Henry, Leo Espinoza is involved in this program. But I've spent a good bit of time on the farm down at Dumas and down in Andrew Wargo's territory. Looking at sponsors, you know, I don't know if it's more sponsors or cooperators on this, but you see University of Arkansas, but NRCS is big, Arkansas Association of Conservation Districts. There's a really strong partnership to where everybody's working together and learning. The state of Arkansas, there's general funds that come into that, a number of different sources, Cotton Incorporated, the beans, a number of different partners involved in this program. So again, looking at cotton, the state of Arkansas puts in some money, Cotton Incorporated, NRCS, through the Mississippi River Basin Initiative cost share. This next slide shows, you know, some of the things they're doing with the MRBI in Arkansas, and you remember the location of the cotton farm that we're going to concentrate on more is in the Shea County area. And this is just popping up the locations. But if we look at, you know, the conservation activities, the NRCS conservation activities that are utilized in the Discovery Farm in Deshea County, you see the 201, 202, but anyway, irrigation water management and cover crops. And the cover crops, we are working with the farmer down there, is the cover crops something that they've traditionally not used. We've been in a situation before where we use native vegetation for ground cover to help give us some control on soil erosion. But the farmer, you know, went in and said, okay, you know, there's certainly some things that I need to do to make things better. And so he did go in with a cover crop, and certainly there's some things that he did learn from that. And it was really interesting. He planted wheat cover crop, and they had some issues. I'll talk a little bit later about some of the issues and problems they had with the cover crop. But the next year, after this cover crop, he was telling me, he said, Bill, I went out there to put a bicycle flag in the field, and I almost fell on my face and broke my nose, because he was expecting the ground to be just as hard as this field usually are. You go out there with a bicycle flag or whatever, and you can hardly get that in the ground. He went down over there to bend in to really push it in, and he just went in the ground like a hot knife in butter, and he wasn't expecting it. He almost fell on his face. So you know, there's a few things like that a farmer can get up and tell other farmers in a room that can really drive a point home that really helps. As far as irrigation water management, some of the tools, certainly we have water meters on the well or on the discharge pipe coming in. The atmometers used to look at ET rates, rain gauge, and they're on the farm down in Deshea County. Those are all water delivery through polypipe. They use state-of-the-art equipment for to measure runoff, to pull water quality samples. You see some of the samplers that we have here. The farmer's daughter here. Look at this. Here's a picture of Mike. I assume that he's looking at pulling samples. But anyway, here's a picture of that. Here's the discharge tube. A picture of one of the meters on the well. The pipe. Here's a shot of them and actually in that field, the cotton field, installing the flume. And then he has a game camera set up to where you can come in to look what's going on and record various events. But anyway, here's a runoff event that they're collecting data on here. But one of the things that Mike gets a lot of mileage out of are the field tours, and he's had a number of field tours. I've been, even with the council, I was helped participate in some of those, but I was really surprised at the number of groups that he's had out with, you know, the American Forage and Grassland Council meeting in 2012, legislative tours in a number of years, 11 and 12, Walmart sustainability tour. You know, I think it's really important for some of our, you know, brands and retailers like Walmart, but even some of our legislative folks, to get them out of the office, get them out in the real world to visit with producers and know what they struggle with and how well they're really doing things. NRCS chief tour, the soybean sustainability tour. And then there's Discovery Farms in a number of different states. And Leo, I know that there's some of the Discovery Farms up north, but I didn't realize there were seven different states that had Discovery Farms. So now this program is really a lot broader than what I thought it was before this presentation. The 2014 Hypoxia Task Force Tour paid a visit to this. There were 50 members of the task force from five federal agencies and 12 states toured one of the rice farms that's a discovery farm that's near Stuttgart. And they showcased the water conservation and water quality. But the big thing was is they linked the farmers with the EPA folks to let the farmers tell the story. And Ann Mills, Deputy Undersecretary for Environmental and Natural Resources, was very impressed and came away with that. And Mike wanted me to go ahead and read this quote. She said, "The farmers who we met the previous day with provided great examples of how good agriculture stewardship can have a dramatic impact on clean water in addition to helping Arkansas farms prosper. They made a strong case that farmers in the Arkansas Delta are part of the solution." And I know that's not just unique to Arkansas, but these are things that we need to toot our own horn about. Here's a picture of one of the farm tours. There's farmers from other states there. There's researchers, there's extension people, but farmer involvement is one of the most important things, parts of this program, and farmer empowerment is really what drives the point home with this. And so, Josh, I think that's my last slide. And I didn't have all the stories that Mike Daniels would have told you to make this go the full 15 minutes, but I'll be happy to address any questions at this time.
Does anybody have any questions for Bill regarding this discovery farm? If not, what we'll do is we'll go right into your next one, because I assume that's we'll start talking a little bit more about the data behind it, the water quality, and the cotton production actually in that discovery farm.
Well,